The government is pushing ahead with its agenda to fast-track major projects in the face of fierce protest both inside and outside Parliament. Ngāti Toa led a protest hikoi to Parliament yesterday, telling National Ministers it will take matters into its own hands if fast-track consents harm the environment. Shortly afterwards, MPs went head-to-head in the debating chamber over a looming energy crisis and the government's plans to restart offshore oil and gas exploration. Our political reporter Annika Smith has more.
Ngāti Toa challenging the coalition, Helmut Modlik, the chief executive of Te Rūnanga o Tōranga Tera, telling MPs his community doesn't want fast-track projects riding roughshod over the environment.
No, not here, not again. No matter what your consent says, there will be no degradation anymore of the whenua and the water in the Rohe of Ngāti Toa Rangatira.
Hundreds of people gathered on Parliament's forecourt, met by National Ministers Chris Bishop and Tama Pōtaka.
It's all of our kids. It's not just my mokos, it's your mokos too.
Mr Bishop, who's responsible for Resource Management Act reform, said the challenge has been heard.
As I've said many times, we're open to constructive, sensible changes to the bill to ameliorate some of the concerns that Ngāti Toa Rangatira and others have.
For his part, Tama Pōtaka pleased to have a kōrero.
I think it was a very raukura, rongo mau, rongo pai, respectful, responsible way to come and engage on the issues and to come and invite Minister Bishop and myself to whakarongo, to tītiro, and also to have a chance to kōrero.
There was more kōrero in the House a few moments later. Energy Minister Simeon Brown rising to make a ministerial statement on the country's dire gas supply in the House.
There is not enough gas being produced to meet existing demand.
Also laying the blame squarely at Labor's feet and its ban on new offshore oil and gas exploration.
That government has left New Zealand in a situation where, in order to keep the lights on in our country, the only answer is to burn coal with twice the carbon emissions of natural gas.
The energy company Genesis has said it will start importing coal again, putting it down to reduce gas supplies and increase demand. It's a move the Greens, Labor and Te Pāti Māori oppose.
New Zealand must plan a transition away from gas.
The minister certainly loves gas and gaslighting because he's pouring more fuel on the climate crisis.
No Māori iwi affected in Taranaki support the opening and the continuing of that sector.
Resources Minister Shane Jones says the grown-ups are in charge now and more energy is on the way.
That side of the house, stopping investment, scaring overseas existing investors away and destroying industry in New Zealand. And for what? This faint green vision that somehow we can keep the lights on with unicorn kisses.
The government says a looming energy crisis underscores the importance of its policy to reverse the former Labor government's ban on oil and gas exploration. It's likely this and the coalition's fast-track bill will continue to draw criticism from those concerned about the environmental impacts. Ngāti Toa is clear, if ministers allow fast-track projects that harm the environment, they'll mobilise and protest to stop them.
That is our political reporter, Annika Smith. We'll talk to an energy analyst about the current situation around gas and coal and how short we might get a little bit after 7:30.